I'm going to start from Tes Zayin, and we're doing the halachas of what you can read on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Mlitzas and Mashalim shall sichas chulin." Stories, basically, whole stories. V'divrei cheshek, going sefer Emmanuel, which is like romance stories. Chain sifrei milchamas, war documentaries, reading about wars. Also, likros behem b'Shabbos. It's forbidden to read them on Shabbos. V'af b'chol, also mishum moshav leitzim. So here the Shulchan Aruch adds on something else that probably you haven't seen in Hilchah Shabbos. He says, even here, it's not only also on Shabbos to read stories, chol stories, it's even also during the week. So on Shabbos, it's also because of Shtori Hed Yotzes. And on Shabbos, it's also because of Shtori Hed Yotzes. And during the week, it's also because of Moshav Leitzim. What's Moshav Leitzim? Moshav Leitzim is Bittul's man, it's Bittul Torah, it's wasting your time, basically. V'over mishum al tifnu el ha'elilim, lo tifnu el midatachem. So you're over this drosha, which literally means don't turn to the gods, which is reference to Avodah Zarah, but Chazal darshan lo sifnu el midatachem, don't turn to yourself, don't do just whatever you like. Over divrei cheshek ikatu mishum megara yetzahara. And if you are involved in romance novels or the like, then there's an additional issa that you're inciting the yetzahara against you. Umisha chibron, says the Shulchan Aruch, umisha hetikon, whoever publishes these, composes them, prints them, vein sarach lema hamadfisin, machtim es harabim, they cause the rabbim to sin. Okay, so sounds like a big sif of musa here from the Shulchan Aruch, really going all out on this. So just a little ha'ara here, the Magen Avraham points out. So you just learned yesterday about a statue. If you have a statue or something, and there's some writing underneath, a caption underneath it. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can't read about this monument because it's Shabbos related. It's like Shtori Hed Yotzes. So why there does the Shulchan Aruch say that you can't read facts about this monument? Here is the place where this knight killed this person. Like, why there is it only also on Shabbos? Says the Magen Avraham, why is it not also during the weekday? Even it should be Bittul's man. The Shulchan Aruch here says it's Bittul's man, it's Moshav Leitzim to read stories of Narishkeit. How come he doesn't say to read captions on the buildings, captions on the monuments? How come he doesn't say that's also during the week? Why does the Shulchan Aruch only say that also on Shabbos? Any ideas? I'll throw it out to you. Why can you read that during the week?
Why? You can't read anything then during the week.
Oh. Well, so maybe it's not. So how do you know you can?
Unless you're reading something from the Torah.
Okay.
You can't read anything during the week. It says because people...
So what's pshat? So definitely not newspapers. That's what he's saying here. But how do you know you can read even captions on the... You can read captions and little bits about the monument on the weekday because it says only on Shabbos it's also... What's the difference between then a newspaper and a caption under a statue? Or something. What would be the difference? So the Magen Avraham says, "Avol b'chol mutter kiyum the dover muat hu leika lemeichas la'amshuchi." Says the Magen Avraham, a chiddush. The pshat in Moshav Leitzim is Moshav means you are staying there, you're involved in it, you're spending time on it. So glance and read. At this place, such and such happened in 1922. Doesn't take a long time, it doesn't take much out of your life, and therefore it's not considered Moshav Leitzim, it's not considered just wasting around your time, because it's only a small amount of time. Whereas, what the Shulchan Aruch is here talking about is a moshel shel sichas chulin, is to take a novel of no meaning. What? Yeah? I think what he's saying, the Magen Avraham, good question. The Magen Avraham says it's leika lemeichas le'amshuchi. You're not worried you're going to get carried away with it. So the way I think about it like this is that a caption has a fixed amount. Now, you could say a newspaper also has a fixed amount, but in the normal perspective, a newspaper, you could go on a page and another page and another page, and the whole concept of newspapers, it could be another newspaper and another book. The whole idea that you can get caught up in it, just think about nowadays how much people get caught up in all the social media or whatever it is, then you know that sort of thing has a power to be moshach lev. It can carry on. Whereas to read a story about this monument for a couple of minutes, you get to the bottom and it's finished. There's nothing else you can do. Then you can argue, go to a historical museum, maybe then it's a different thing during the weekday, because there is an idea that it's just being moshach lev. But there might be I'm not saying a historical museum is forbidden, because it might be that there's a value to the historical knowledge. Here we're talking about Sichas Chulin. It's Devarim B'Tehillim. It's literally nothing. It's a story. It's a novel. It's got no meaning whatsoever. Or the news. The news, which also has no meaning nowadays for us. We'll talk about that in a second, about newspapers. But generally for us, the news has not much meaning to be osik in it. So you could say to read the headlines might be different, because it's just a small amount of thing. But to take a newspaper, and that could be completely different.
Yeah, but to take that to its logical conclusion, then you're saying that during the week, forget Shabbos, but during the week...
I'm reading the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying that...
You shouldn't read any sort of novel during the week.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
But then you can argue, then you should go to a museum during the week, you shouldn't go...
Exactly.
Start seeing during the week. How do you relax?
Then
it gets to the stage where you're forbidden to read anything.
Oh, exactly. Very good.
So it's, by that logical thing,
yeah,
apart from going to work, you can't do anything.
I'll read you a Mishnah Brura. So he says about the Shulchan Aruch says you can't read these stories. And the Mishnah Brura says in Sif Non Tes, the Kol Shekein HaHoylech Letar Tiyos, the Karkasiyos. Now, the word Karkasiyos should sound a bit like a circus. You know, the juggler, the clown's there, and he's got his lion in a cage, whatever, and he does all these acts, and it's really funny, and everybody's enjoying it. That seems the Mishnah Brura is saying is Moshav Leitzim. Now, you can ask a question, so how do you relax and everything? That's a very valid question. And then you obviously have to find a way of relaxing. And as Eli was saying, relaxing is Tzorech Mitzvah, therefore it doesn't take on the qualities of Moshav Leitzim anymore, because you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim, I'm sure. So it becomes a little Tzorech Mitzvah.
So you could then read a novel to relax.
Then you could read a novel to relax, as long as it's not got Inyoni romance in it, aspects of Divrei Cheshek, he says, because that's an added Issa of you're inciting the Eitz HaHara.
Is there a difference?
It seems, perhaps, yeah.
So would a woman be left?
Because they have no... Because if a woman reads a story, then what could... She had no chiyuv in that time to do anything else. Only because the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is constant. Now, yeah, she could have been saying Tehillim. She could have been reading Musa. But she had no chiyuv to do that.
So would she be prevented to read romance novel?
Oh,
wow. A man... But would a woman also be forbidden?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because they also have a Yetzer Hara.
And all these romance.
Yeah. I would say so. Without seeing it, that's what I would say. And then the Mishnah Brura adds also about Purim. He says, now the Purim is also a problem, because Purim is also a lot of late sonnets going on Purim. But he says that you have to say... is because of Zeichel Achashverosh, because Achashverosh had all this sudas going on and all this levity, this jolly mood. So therefore, Zeichel Achashverosh would get involved in that. Okay, that is the prohibition of, let's just keep back in Shabbos, of newspapers on Shabbos. Of Mesholim. I'll talk about newspapers in a second. Of reading stories on Shabbos. Now, I'll come to the Ramah now, and then I'll come back to newspapers. The Ramah says a chiddush. V'nira l'dakdek. The Ramah has a diuk. He has a diuk in the Tosfos in Shabbos Kufta Zayin of a base. Hada also liquids besichas chulin v'sipurim il chomos hain davkim kesuvim beloshen laz. He says it's only if it's written in a foreign tongue, a foreign language, if it's not written in Hebrew. Aval bilshon hakodesh shari. But if this story is written in loshen hakodesh, then it's mutter. What's the svara of the Ramah? The Ramah svara, he says in the Darche Moshe, is because you can learn hilchus, a lot of halachas of Lashon HaKodesh just from the language itself. You can, the fact, how, you were asking a question? Yeah. Go on. Ah, so he brings here on the side, the Dershu bring on the side, that Ivrit, it might not be the same because it doesn't have the same rules as Lashon HaKodesh. It's, the language is slightly different. So it could be different. He also says on the side here that it wouldn't apply, this heter anyway wouldn't apply to an Israeli because they know the language anyway. They're not learning from the language. But for a Ben Chutzla Oret, who's not so familiar with the language, they would read Lashon HaKodesh. By the by, they could pick out certain things from it. Now, this heter sounds very strange because you're reading a story. It's a novel about nothing. But because it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, therefore it's not Shtori Hedyotus. How does that make any sense? So by the by, you're learning about Lashon HaKodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah says, he says that the Achronim argue on this. He says, where is it? Aval agud v'ataz v'abach. Many achronim, he brings a whole list, argue, v'chein hu gam das hagra, u'lefi zeh gam b'geresh sholem, ein nafkemina bein loshen laz, bein loshen hakodesh. Basically, he poskins against the Ramah. The Ramah is a das yochid on this, and the achronim go against it, and they say there's no heter to read loshen hakodesh, just things in loshen hakodesh. It seems, though, from the context of the Mishnah Berurah, to take something like a get, If somebody has a get, you could read the get on Shabbos, because even though get is like a shtar, it's a proper shtar, but you can really learn halachas from them. I know I saw a lady once who had a get, and I really wanted to see the get, because to actually see it in practice, what a get looks like, and all the halachas, and if you learn gittin, and you see all the lashonas, and you actually see it inside, these words that have like three yuds written in it, because of all the dikdukim of the halachas, then it's actually a lot to learn from a get. So even though a get is a proper shtar, but you could read the get on Shabbos because there's a lot to learn from a get. In terms of things to learn from, the Mishnah Berurah earlier on says books like Josephus, if you've heard of Josephus, that deals with the story, the recount of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Churban Bayis Sheni. Josephus was not a religious Jew at all. He went on to the other side. He went over to the Romans. He was a heretic. But nonetheless, he wrote the most information that we have about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and therefore things like that you can learn. To take what you might take more, like say a Beryl Wine history book about the Jews, you know, he's got like three volumes about the history about the Jews, so it's not Divrei Torah, but it's history. You can learn lots of important things about the Hashkocha of Hashem and how Hashem controls the world and looks after us. There's lots to learn from it. So though, even though it's not a Sefer Tanakh, but there's a lot to learn from it. Okay, so now the big question, I think, with if we say you can't read stories, I think the question comes, then can you read the newspaper? A lot of people like to know about newspapers. Maybe newspapers are becoming less popular nowadays, but can you read newspapers on Shabbos? So this, Shaila, the Mishnah Berurah picks up on, it really comes from a Shvus Yaakov in Tshuvah. So Shvus Yaakov has two heterim for a reading newspapers on Shabbos. And then we'll see his maskana. He says, the Shvus Yaakov says, the one heter is because you need to know what's going on in the world. Because at the time of in the Middle Ages, we know there was a lot of gezeiras going on. There were a lot of wars. And if Jews unfortunately got caught up a lot in it. And if you didn't know if there was a war or an army about to invade, then your life could be in danger. And it was an aspect of pikuach nefesh. This is something I think you covered probably with a letter on Shabbos. If a letter comes, there was a heter in the Rishonim to read the letter because it might be nogea to pikuach nefesh. So that was one heter. That heter, I think, Rav Moshe says that doesn't really apply nowadays, because you'll if there's a war, you'll know about it through, he said, the radio, but you know, we'll know about it. It'll be all over Facebook or something. That there is. I am talking about Shabbos. No, you won't look it on Facebook, but you'll find out after Shabbos. It's not like, why do you need to know like this second that will happen? Or you'll find out. It will be talked about if there's a war. It will be, you will know if there's a war. It won't be like you'll be in the dark. You will know. Okay, so the heter of knowing about what's going on in the world doesn't really apply nowadays. The second heter the Shlosh Yaakov deals with is Oneg Shabbos. Perhaps there's a heter of Oneg Shabbos. So you might be now thinking, well, during the week I wasn't allowed to read it. That's because it wasn't a mitzvah. Now we're saying it's a mitzvah to have Oneg Shabbos. So it's like Eli's heter of relaxing is a mitzvah. So this is also a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. What's the raya to that? That you learn in the beginning of the Siman that the Taz says that if people want to schmooze on Shabbos, even though you're meant to be mimayit divrei chol on Shabbos, but if it's a tainig for you, then the Taz talks about a heter of having a schmooze on Shabbos, even though you're not really meant to mi'ikar adin. But because of the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, that overrides it and that becomes a mitzvah. What's the classic case? Children running on Shabbos. This is a Trumas Hadeshen. Really, mimso chepsecho v'dabed dover. You're meant to walk differently on Shabbos. But children are allowed to run on Shabbos. Why are children allowed to run? Because the whole idea of strolling on Shabbos, being slow, is that Shabbos should be a pleasure for you, because you shouldn't be running around to work and to shul and everywhere. It should be peaceful for you. But going slowly is not peaceful for children. Children need to be running and active, so that is their Oneg Shabbos. So too, the Taz said that you can schmooze on Shabbos a little bit because there is an Oneg Shabbos. So says the Shvus Yaakov, then maybe there should be a heter to read a newspaper on Shabbos because of Oneg Shabbos. There's a tainug in it. The Shvus Yaakov himself, though, finishes off and says, but we have a problem with reading newspapers. Because unfortunately, they print advertisements in newspapers. There's lots of divrei masa or maton. There's lots of business-related stuff in there, how the Dow Jones is doing or something. So therefore, just like we say to the nozir, we tell the nozir, don't even go in the vineyard because you might come to eat the grapes. Leich leich amrina nazira. So too, we don't really want you reading newspapers on Shabbos because it's very likely you'll come to read the advertisement. Yes?
Isn't there a
different
issue of reading captions?
Under what? But now we're saying, now yes, there is an issue. But I'm saying that's where there's no Oneg Shabbos. But now they say you have a geschmack that you want to read it for Oneg Shabbos. Then they might, could we say there's a heter because of Oneg Shabbos? Pardon?
To read the captions as well.
Why is that different to a newspaper itself? The words of the newspaper? Should it be any different? No, it shouldn't be any different. Yeah, to attack it could be. Should there be a heter of Oneg Shabbos to read captions? But we're presuming it's no real Oneg to read captions. You know, in 1920, this is what happened. Or this person is St. George. You know, it's not, there's no Oneg in it. We're now saying that people really enjoy the news that President Trump is shooting missiles into Syria, so people really enjoy that, and they really talk about that. Maisa b'chol yom. Okay. So, Oneg Shabbos. So he finishes off, as I was saying, the Shvus Yaakov finishes off, and says that, no, really shouldn't read newspapers because of the advertisements in it. And therefore, there's a real problem of advertisements is real shtari hedyotas. Ein lecha shtar hedyot. This is business-related material. You cannot read an advertisement for Oneg Shabbos, even though there's a het. The Mogen Avraham seems to say you can. The Poskim, the Mishnah Berurah, goes against it, and we cannot read advertisements for Oneg Shabbos. Therefore, to read an advertisement is mamish asur. I remember there was a kiddush I was once. There was this lady setting up a kiddush in the shtiebel, and she left out her business card by the kiddush. You know, she set it up, but she leaves out a business card. But you're not allowed to read that on Shabbos. That's a fully blown advertisement on Shabbos. You're not allowed to read that. You're not allowed to mistakel at it. We said that you can't even read it with your eyes. We learned that, you probably learned that yesterday with Moshe.
But what about the short notice board?
You can read Azraites for a mitzvah.
You know, they have done what they do, which is technically business.
No, so I remember where I used to live in Eretz Yisrael, in the yeshiva nearby, they used to cover over all the notice boards on Shabbos, to put a screen over it. You can't read the advertisements on Shabbos. If you want to know what time shul is, you can advertise what time shul is. But to know about that he's got this business and he's advertised, you can't read that on Shabbos.
So the shul should cover it up in a shul?
It should do many things.
What about if they're advertising in Venice for the following week?
For a mitzvah?
Yeah, or a lecture or something.
A lecture that's a mitzvah is fine.
It depends what the lecture is.
You're right. If it's not, then no. What? Yeah, but why would they be advertising that in a shul?
Well, no, like it's like a social event.
I see. Yeah.
Like the history of the Jews or something.
History of Jews could be a sorech mitzvah.
Well, maybe advertising a film show or something.
With Jewish content, right? What percentage is Jewish? Okay. Other problems. He says here in the Dirshu, he talks now about, what about a newspaper that's got Divrei Torah in, but it's also got advertisements in? So now we're not just talking about Onig Shabbos. We said really you shouldn't read the newspaper for Onig Shabbos because you're going to come to read the advertisements. But what about if it's, I don't know, does a Hamadi have Divrei Torah in? Right. Very few. Exactly. Right, very few. You would say it's Bottle Barov. So he brings down here, right. So he brings here, at the back here, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky allowed you to read the Divrei Torah in it. But he brings that Rav Nissen Karelet said you can't read even the Divrei Torah in it because it's a newspaper. And he was even done that according to Rav Nissen Karelet, what would be the halacha if the Hamadiyah, let's say it's got a Divrei Torah in it somewhere, if it fell on the floor on Shabbos, are you allowed to pick it up? Because maybe it's muksa, because something that you can't read is purposeless and therefore should be muksa on Shabbos, and therefore maybe the Hamadiyah should be muksa. According to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it can't be muksa because you can read the Divrei Torah in it, but according to Reb Nissen Karelet, it could be muksa. Therefore, he says that in the name of the Chazon Ish, that even if it falls on the floor on Shabbos, you're not allowed to lift it up. A letter on Shabbos.
What's a letter for your letter?
Yeah. A letter that we're unlikely to use to stuff up bottles. We said that it might not be muksa because in the olden days they might have used that piece of paper as a bottle stop. But yeah, basically it could be muksa. Anyway, it's probably muksa for many other reasons. A letter, it might be delivered outside the tuchum, or it might have done a malocha with it. The goy would have driven in his car with it. There could be a lot of other reasons why a letter should be muksa.
That's not your problem.
We're not going into that. Maybe Amir al-Akam in the next Sifim. Okay, so that is about reading on Shabbos newspapers. Now, what about Sifrei Chochma? Can you read a biology book on Shabbos? Can you study for your biology GCSE? You doing biology GCSE? Can you study for it on Shabbos? So, obviously, if it's about evolution, you can't study about it even on the week. But if it's real truth, or the truth that people think is true, at least nowadays, and it's Chochmah, but it's not Torah, can you read biology books on Shabbos? Can you read physics books on Shabbos? Can you read a maths book on Shabbos? You can't say, I'm reading it for the weekday. That's an Amira. But can I just take a biology book and read it? Because it's a Chochmah, it's not Bittel's man. It's useful to know. The Rambam was a doctor, he learnt medicine. Yeah? Pardon? Yeah, exactly. No, you can do it for the weekday. You just can't say you're doing it for the weekday.
If you've got an exam, like a student has got an exam.
Exactly.
So the Monday, I think we discussed it yesterday, that you can.
Oh.
If you've got an exam on Monday.
Even without an exam, we're saying, can I if you have an exam on Monday, you just can't say I'm doing it l'shem exam on Monday because you're preparing. Yeah, but you can, because it's a din in dibur. Hear ho mutter, dibur osa. But can you study? Can the book itself? So the Shulchan Aruch says, also lilmud b'Shabbos v'yom tov zulus b'divrei Torah. It's also to learn anything on Shabbos except divrei Torah. V'afilu b'sofrei chochmas also even chochma. The yesh mi shemate. But there is an opinion that allows it. And according to that opinion, you can look at an atlas, a globe, on Shabbos. So what's halacha? What do you usually say? If the Shulchan Aruch brings the first opinion, Stam, and the second opinion, B'yesh Misha Omer, usually who the halacha is like? Yesh Misha, the first opinion, that's Stam. So really the halacha should be, is Osa. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, the minhag olam is like the lenient opinion. The cause of the Elia Rabba, the Yirei Shemayim roi lahachmir bozer. Ki a Rambam v'aran oisvim, but a Yirei Shemayim would not do it. So somebody who has a biology exam on Monday, I don't know why I can't prepare on Sunday. Let's say they got a biology exam on Sunday, or it's a really big exam and they need to do it on Shabbos, okay. So yesh misha omer, it's mutter, but a yorei shemayim wouldn't, because the Rambam says it's also to learn, read anything on Shabbos except divrei Torah. That is his opinion. Okay, the sif yud ches is about shadim. I don't really understand it. It says lishol min hashed mutter, mashim mutter b'chol mutter b'shabbos. You can ask from a shade on Shabbos what you could ask on the chol. I don't know much about demons, but okay. That is, so then, Be'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the Amira La'okam.